Today is a day of protest across Mexico, and people in the U.S. and around the world are marching as well in solidarity. At the heart of it, the disappearance and presumed murder of those 43 university students who were allegedly shot at by police, who then reportedly handed them over to a criminal gang. Authorities have arrested and accused a local mayor of being the mastermind, and remains were found. The attorney general gave gruesome descriptions of what happened. But his account is suspect to people who wonder why the government didn't do more sooner. Compounding all of this, recent revelations that the president and first lady of Mexico bought a multi-million dollar mansion, which is still in the name of a company that had been awarded lucrative public contracts, further evidence to protesters of countrywide government corruption. The rallying cry now across Mexico, ya me cansé, I've had enough. Francisco Goldman is a journalist and writer. He's with us by Skype from Mexico City. Francisco, welcome.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
That rallying cry, it's really absolutely translated as I'm finally tired, or, you know, I've had enough. It comes from the attorney general, who spoke and gave a pretty gruesome press conference announcing that they'd found what they believed to be the charred remains of the students and that they had video testimony from these gang members. How did that reverberate? How did that press conference reverberate in the country?
I think it was almost a transformative moment for Mexico, because it was such a, the country had been waiting almost with bated breath for some sort of news of the students. There were all kinds of, you know, they were going around turning up, you know, grave after grave after grave full of people, and they weren't the students. The parents were furious because they were saying, why are you looking in graves? Our kids are still alive, which was really, you know, heartbreaking. And suddenly they hold this press conference. He claimed that they had finally found three witnesses from the gang, Guerreros Unidos, who had taken part in the murder of the students. And this is, he's telling all of this in like really terrible detail.
It is unimaginable that the family members, some of whom would ask that these details not be given, but that this the country is listening to the details of how these students were killed, some burned alive, just horror. And yet, we know Mexico's recent history. We know about brutal, brutal massacres of people, corruption. Why do you think this has been so transformative?
I think it's been building for a long time, right? From the start of the narco war under Calderón, Mexicans have felt really, truly abandoned by the federal authorities, unprotected. They've been having their children and families murdered, disappeared. They're living in towns where people are terrified to go out at night. Just really, really bearing the brunt of this war, so-called war, without any justice, seeing, you know, with complete impunity reigning over the country. They all know that organized crime, you know, has penetrated politics locally and nationally, and they see no sign of any effort being made to bring anybody to justice. This crime happens, it coalesces that anger for a lot of reasons, partly because it's 43 students, right? We've had some massive massacres here, like the 73 Central American migrants, for example, that were found in Tamaulipas. But the Mexicans could be made to think of those people as others, right? The 43 students, they really were Mexico's own. Everybody knows what those students are like. Also, this because the lines of connection in this particular case between local authorities and top elite politicians were so clear. It was almost like a diagram of how corruption and impunity work in the country.
Do you think there's any possibility of change?
Yes, I do, because Mexico's done it before. We have elections here. As corrupt as the democracy can be, you can actually force change through the ballot box if you organize well enough. They have 4 years to do it. I think the traditional political parties are very discredited right now. I think you have the Mexican left has been very lively but very fragmented. And they're just going to have to come together. And this is a real opportunity for Mexico to find a way to kind of reinvent its democracy. Father Solalinde told me he thinks that the new political leaders, whoever they turn out to be, are going to come from outside the political system. But what you have here is just unbelievable effervescence happening. It's also getting very dangerous. And this is really important. yesterday, especially the day before yesterday, you could see that the language coming from the PRI and their supporters was getting very menacing. It's the governing party, right? And of course, they're responsible. The most tragic human rights crime, maybe, and one that has changed Mexico forever, was the 1968 student massacres. And yesterday, President Peña Nieto made some comments claiming that it seemed to be part of this effort to criminalize the protests, claiming that he thought that a lot of the protests actually were designed to sort of be subversive of Mexico.
So what is the feeling there now? You've got the president yesterday making what seemed like threats against protesters, but you've got people outraged. And you've got the drug cartels, by the way, watching on the sideline. They don't want change. They're certainly not supporting the protests. So what's the mood there?
The mood is today tense and excited. Here in Mexico City, three caravans that went out from Guerrero are arriving, converging in the city, and it's going to be a massive day of protests here. They start at 4:30, three different meeting points. I believe, supposedly, that students were going to try to surround the airport, and it's going to be tense because we don't know, all these threats that have been being made the last couple of days. We don't really know what that means. There's a chance that there's going to be violence because at every march, these small groups of so-called anarchists turn up who seem intentionally bent on provoking violence. A lot of people say that at least some of them are infiltrators who are there to intentionally give police, if they want, a justification for attacking students.
Some say they're backed by the police.
Yes, exactly. So that's going to happen. They're going to be there, right? So So it's going to be an interesting day. I'd look at your newspaper tomorrow morning or your digital site later tonight or on Twitter, hashtag Yanacanse. You'll find all kinds of news.
Well, Francisco Goldman, best to you. He's there in Mexico City. He's a reporter, writer. His latest book is The Interior Circuit, A Mexico City Chronicle. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.